Can you tell me what you have on the Book of Revelation?
Yes.
Can you tell me all the manuscripts you have in the Book of Revelation?
Oh, all the manuscripts.
Well, the Cochin manuscript.
If the answer is no, that's fine. We'll move on to something else.
The Cochin manuscript was the first manuscript of Revelation in Hebrew that has been recovered, the earliest one we have. Now, since then, we've recovered others, but that was the first one.
Can you tell me what those are? If not, that's fine. The not just me. Can you tell the general audience that's listening? If not, that's fine.
The Freiburg manuscript, we took it from Revelation. That was one of our big ones.
Which one? I didn't hear.
The Freiburg manuscript is the HS 314, the Handschrift, the manuscript number 314 from Freiburg.
In Germany, yeah. Okay.
And the Cochin manuscripts, the De Cochin manuscripts from the Freiburg. And there are some others, and we also used your translation from the Hazen. It was not complete, but it
is
was
that the Sloan one at the British Library?
Yeah, 272, okay. I think.
And you know, I think there's a reason for it, because Constantine did ban the book or the Apocrypha, and so whatever was smuggled out of that century might have gone toward Cochin through the Syriac Church and so on. And so what came down to us into the King James Version was a later edition. And so it's not surprising to me that it's one of the rarest manuscripts out there in Hebrew.
Okay.
There's a Hebrew manuscript tradition that survived. However, acculturation, you're always going to absorb something of the culture, especially if you're being translated and then copied and recopied, you're just going to pick up a lot from the culture you're being translated in. It's going to be a mixed bag.
John was a man of his culture, and if he really did write it down, and he did it from Greece, from Turkey, Greece, that area, he would have had several languages to deal with, including Hebrew. If you had the diaspora of the temple coming out of there, you would have had Judeans that needed to know this manuscript just as much as the Greeks, just as much as everyone else. And so you would have translated it into more than one language. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're finding.
So are there any other manuscripts you have of the Book of Revelation? I get asked this all the time. People really like the Book of Revelation.
Yeah, well, that's.
And if you can't tell me, that's fine.
No, our team decided they would do that one first.
We did it first.
So we have like 4.5.
What are the four? So we said Cochin,
Freiburg. The Cambridge 1.16.2. Okay. And then the Gasser 1616.
Okay.
Supposedly a copy, but it's not exact.
We just saw in the last episode how two copies of Romans had a major difference.
Absolutely. And when David Cohen was copying his, he was sometimes taking cues from the other scribe that was making margin notes. Mm-hmm. And so this is a problem. One generation of scribe is going to be differences.
Right. So those three and the Hazen, which is partial, but it's still important.
That's the Sloan 273 or something like this.
Yes, the Sloan 273. Okay. That you translated.
So if I told you I knew of a fifth one, would that surprise you?
Oh, yeah. Please, tell us.
So can we drop a bombshell here on the program?
Drop a bombshell.
Yeah.
Okay, so years ago, I discovered one in Ireland. Do you know about the one in Ireland?
No.
Is it Hebrew? Okay.
What's that?
Is it in Hebrew?
Is it a Shaprev?
Yeah, we're talking about Hebrew. So, and I it's not complete. It's, I can show it to you here on my screen. Guys, I'm revealing this for the first time ever. Whoa. I actually brought these images to an institute in Israel and asked them to add it to the catalog. And I was told it wasn't worth their time.
Whoa.
Just some Christian New Testament stuff. And
ouch.
We get that a lot. Banned by the Jews and by the Hebrews.
So this isn't in any catalog that I'm aware of.
Mormons do that.
It's in the catalog of the library that has it, but it's part of a collection of other things. That's why you won't find it. Meaning it's a book with, I don't know, hundreds of pages. And this is, I don't know, 10 pages or something like that. Wow. And it's in Trinity College, Dublin. It's manuscript 287.
287.
And yeah, it's 12 pages. And I'm going to show it here.
You have been listening to Hebrew Voices. To hear the rest of this conversation, head over to nehemiahswall.com and become a support team member today.